He told him to destroy this temple. And in 3 days, I raise it up again. And the corner-minded people, the they thought he was talking about the temple, that big temple in Jerusalem, didn't it? To destroy this temple, in 3 days, I raise it up again. Hallelujah. They didn't see Jesus die. He consented to die. Because we know he had power. Jesus said he could have called more than 12 legions of angels to set him free. But he didn't do that, did he? Thank God he didn't do that. Why didn't he do that? Because he loved us. Hallelujah. He loved us. Thank God. And Jesus came to redeem us, to restore us back to what Adam lost. Hallelujah. He came to, and he did restore us. And all that will accept him, you know, some people say since Jesus died, everybody's saved. No way. Amen. We've got to come to the Lord, repent, and turn to God by faith. Isn't that right? In order to be saved. Thank you, Lord. And God, the Lord is still saving. He's still saving. And I thank God for that. It got to be drawn by the Spirit of God. Isn't it? Amen. No. Hallelujah. Thank God. You cannot, hallelujah, be saved. Some people say, well, I get saved 10 years from now, 2 years from now. No, you can't. You don't do that. You can only be saved when the Spirit of God is drawing you. Amen. That's right. Spirit of God draw people daily and nightly. Men, women, boys, and girls. He called them to himself. Amen. But we've got to say yes. Jesus shed his precious blood. He died. That blood, thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. It's precious. And it's still saving. And we want our loved ones saved, so we keep praying for them. Keep praying for our loved ones that God would save them. I got my sister called me today, and she called me and asked me a question, and you know, I was able to answer that the question. And she's a Christian, but she told me about one of my nephews passed away. Pray for the family. Pray for their mother and for, you know, the family. So what happened? He went and took care of some business, and they just dropped dead, you know. So, you know, we never know. We don't know the day nor the hour, do we? So it pays to be ready. Jesus said, be ye also ready, you know, not the day nor the hour, the Son of Man coming. We don't know when he's coming in the cloud, but we don't know when he's coming to take us out of here. But praise God, when he take us out of here, we go in our home. This is not our home. I say that often, but this is not our home, is it? Amen. We're just passing through. Thank God. And when the Lord take the breath out of our body, we'll be with the Lord. Isn't that right? I picked up an article just recently, and people, they was writing about when a Christian died, and they was talking about soul sleep. No such thing as soul sleep. And that's other. Some people are so mixed up. And now this book that I picked up is called, I think it's called The Sword. And years ago, they brought some good teaching, but now I don't know who they got in them, you know. See, hallelujah. Thank God. It takes the Spirit of God, isn't that right? Amen. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Yes. You can't do this in the flesh. Amen. Amen. Jesus said, it is the Spirit that quickeneth, which make alive. Amen. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words I speak unto you, what? They are spirit and they are life. Yes. And the word's going to judge in the last day. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. Thank God. God is faithful. And I thank God for his peace. Amen. Nothing like God's peace. You know, now we live in a world of chaos and confusion. But God's people have peace. And as our pastor was preaching this morning, boy, I tell you, we're getting some great messages in the morning. So let's continue to pray for our pastor and that God will continue to encourage him and his wife. And we know he's going to preach the word of God as long as God let breath be in his body. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. And thank God for a man of God, a true man of God. Let's keep him, like I said, in his family in prayer. Pray that God save his loved one and, you know, all of his loved ones. And we pray God save our loved one. We want them saved, but it takes some effort, doesn't it? You know why? It takes effort. Because any time Anytime a person says they're going to come and get saved, they got opposition. That's right. The devil going to fight. The devil don't want nobody saved. Hallelujah. But he's a liar. And he's the father of a lie. But Jesus said, I came that you might have. The Bible say Satan come, or the enemy come, or the thief come. What? To steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I am come that you might have life. And have it more abundantly, abundant life. Jesus came that we might have abundant life. Not just barely make it. He wants us to be full of his joy and peace and love and mercy. Compassion. Isn't that right? Because Jesus, as he walked about, went about doing good. People came to him. And the Bible says he was moved with compassion. And he healed them. Isn't that right? Because he's faithful. He came to save man from sin. And he's still saving men from sin. Amen. Amen. God is good. God is faithful and true. Now, we're going to look back at in the book of Nehemiah tonight. Nehemiah. And we're going to go back to Nehemiah chapter 1. And we're going to start at verse 4. And we should be able to get to chapter 2 tonight. Nehemiah. Nehemiah was. The word Nehemiah means comfort of Yahweh. Comfort of Yahweh. Amen. He's comforted by God. Isn't that something? Nehemiah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. And bless his holy name. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. For your word is forever settled in heaven, but your word is manifested upon this earth, Lord. We thank you for the word of God, Lord. Oh, my God, help us to humble ourselves at your mighty hand. Help us to take the word of God to heart. Help us to be obedient to your voice, Lord God. Don't let us be forgetful hearers, Lord, but help us to take the word of God and mix it with faith, Lord God, that we'll be witnesses for you. Move by thy spirit tonight. Have your way in the as the word of God go forward. Let your divine will be done, God. Thank you for it, Master, in Jesus' name, for the glory of God. Amen. Amen and amen. Isn't God good? He's so good. He's so holy and pure. He's so righteous. Now, Nehemiah chapter 1. And we're going to begin at reading at verse 4. Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 4. Hallelujah. Get these glasses here off. Out of here. Amen. Let's see what it says here. Nehemiah 1, verse 4, what does it say? And it came to pass, when I heard these words, and I see Nehemiah had talked to some of the brothers that came, they went to Jerusalem, and they saw what had happened. They saw how that the temple was torn down, the gates was burned with fire, and the place was in upheaval. It was in a mess. Jerusalem was in a mess. And they told Nehemiah about it. And Nehemiah, verse 4, came to pass when I heard these words that I sat down and wept. He began to weep. Amen? And mourned certain days and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. That will touch God, won't it? If you pray, if you fast, if you mourn, amen. The Bible said weeping may last for a night, but what? Joy cometh in the morning. But sometimes we have to weep. Sometimes we have to mourn. And we definitely have to pray, don't we? Amen. Jesus said, watch and pray what? That you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing what? But the flesh is weak. So therefore, we have to bring that flesh under subjection to the Spirit of God. Isn't that right? By praying and seeking God and searching the scripture. God wants us to grow up. But that pastor was talking about it this morning. Coming to maturity. What God wants us to do. He wants us to be strong in the Lord. Not in our flesh now. The Bible said be strong in the Lord. What? And in the power of his might. To do what? Put on the whole armor of God. That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Isn't that right? Against his strategies. Against his schemes. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. I mean, the devil used flesh and blood to to get next to us, doesn't he? He does. He, hallelujah. But we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. What? Against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's what we're wrestling against, isn't that right? Hallelujah. So therefore, we got to have on the whole armor of God. We got to have it. This is a spiritual fight, a spiritual war that we're in. So we got to have on spiritual weapons, spiritual garments. Got to have on the whole armor of God in order to withstand. And the Bible says, after you've done all to stand, what? Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. Stand. We got to stand. And Pastor preached the message about standing, you're standing. I believe it's the way he pronounced it. To stand for righteousness' sake. Stand for peace. Stand for the Lord is what it's saying. All right. Verse 5. And I said, I beseech thee, which means to beg or to ask. I beseech thee, O Lord, God of heaven. He's talking to our God. The God that we know, the only one true God. Who have a God like our God? Nobody. Why don't somebody else have a God like our God? Because there's not but one, is it? One true God. Hallelujah. It speaks about God, and God said, I know not any. God don't know no other God, so we can't, it's only one. Amen. We have one true God. We have Jesus Christ. Amen. The Son and the Holy Spirit. Isn't that right? Amen. Thank God. I beseech thee, O Lord of heaven, the great and terrible God, that keepeth covenant and mercy to them that love him and observe his commandments. If we love God and obey his voice, God keep covenant. God bless us, doesn't it? And as long as Israel obeyed God, God kept them on top. The heads and not the tails. Above and not beneath. He, as long as they obeyed him, all right, verse 6, let thine ear now be attentive. Lord, open your ears. I mean, we know God's ears open all the time, but he just really, this man is sincere. Hallelujah. Let thy ears be attentive and thy eyes open, Lord, that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant. Lord, I want you to hear my prayer. Hear my prayer, Lord God. Hallelujah. Which I pray before thee now. I'm praying to you now, Lord. I've been praying day and night. What are you praying for? The children? This is intercessory prayer. Day and night for the children of Israel, thy servants. They're your servants, but they're backslid. They're turned away. They're gone into idolatry. Hallelujah. I'm praying for them. And that's the reason why that they were in this predicament. Isn't that right? Jeremiah prophesied about it. It's going to be 70 years. It's going to be in Babylon. And they were in Babylon 70 years. And God, after, hallelujah, God caused them to go back, gave them a chance to go back to their land. It was three men that was really, hallelujah, three men that was really instrumental in bringing this to pass. It was the Zerubbabel, Ezra, and Nehemiah. Those three men. See, God used people if we'll humble ourselves. As our pastor preached this morning about being humble. Isn't that right? He talked about being humble this morning. Amen. And some people think they're such big, biggity big, uppity up. No, you're not. And without God, we're nothing. Without God, we can do nothing. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. Humble yourself at the mighty hand of God. What? And he'll exalt you in due time. He know when it's time to exalt you. Isn't that right? Not, you don't exalt yourself. If you do, you get in trouble. So you can't please God. Hallelujah. All right. Thank you, Lord. What did he say here? He's praying intercessory prayer here. I'm praying for your servants and confess the sins of the children of Israel. Lord, I'm confessing their sins. And they went into idolatry. They walked in sin. They disobeyed God. They went whoring after other gods. They have sinned against thee, both I and my father's house have sinned. See how he included himself? Lord, I need your help, Lord. I'm praying for the children of Israel, but I need your help myself. I've sinned. I've missed the mark. And the pastor brought it out very clearly this morning, didn't he? About missing the mark, you know. Hallelujah. He made it very clear to Mr. Marcus, not just to Mr., you know, the bullseye thing, it's to miss the whole thing altogether. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? And he illustrated how he had this old pistol trying to shoot the target and missed it altogether. Hallelujah. But praise God. God is good, isn't it? God is good. If we'll deny ourselves and come to the Lord by faith and draw close to the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. God said, draw nigh unto me, and I'll draw nigh unto you. He said, clench your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Isn't that right? See, we got to be pure. God's looking at our heart. Isn't that right? We can talk and do a lot of this and that, but except our hearts are right with God, it doesn't mount anything, does it? It doesn't mount a thing. Amen. But praise God, we know him. We know him, and he know us. He's our shepherd, and we're his sheep. Hallelujah. And a sheep, you know, hallelujah, a real shepherd, he don't drive the sheep, but he lead them, doesn't he? He lead them. Thank God. He lead his sheep, and God's leading us today. All that will let him. God doesn't beat nobody over the head and make him obey him, does he? No. But he loves us with an everlasting love. He loves us so much until he wants us to obey him. So he can bless. God want us to live so his blessing will overtake us. Isn't that right? Blessed. Get that scripture in Deuteronomy. Somebody for me. About God's blessing overtaking God's people. It's in Deuteronomy, right? Can somebody get that for me? When I strive to let God lead me. Amen. It talks about how God, if they walk right now. See, it's conditional. Isn't that right? It's conditional. These blessings are conditional. Look what God said to Israel. Got it? 28:2. Well, let me say this. I thank God for these smartphones that people know how to use them. I do. Hallelujah. Like I said, they're too smart for me. I guess if I would buckle down, I mean, I could learn some of it. I know I could. I'm not ignoramus. But thank yes. All right, my brother. All right. Let me shake your hand. Man, you nailed it that time. Woo! Thank you, Lord. God's good. Amen. Help me with patience too. Amen. Which, you know, my sweetheart was telling me about, she was talking to me about that. Being patient, you know. Hallelujah. Thank God. God, thank you for being good to us. Thank you for blessing us. You got that scripture? What does it say here now? God's talking to Israel, and like I say, these blessings are conditional. What does it say here? But right now, does it talk about them obeying him first or not? Oh, I just started verse 1. Let's get it. Stop. If you hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord, if you just forget about yourself, you deny yourself and come to me and obey my voice. Hearken diligently, unto the voice of the Lord. Your God. I'm your God now. To observe and to do all his commandments. Which I command you. You know, God gave the commandments through Moses. Didn't he? Hallelujah. If you observe and obey. All right. What does it say? That the Lord, if you obey me, the Lord your God. Stop. Stop right there. Isn't that something? If you obey me, I'm going to set you on high above all the nations of the world, did it say? Amen. Of the earth. Isn't God good? I'm going to do something mighty for you if you obey me. And they could have obeyed God. Some of them did. A lot of them didn't. I set you on high above all the nations of the earth, all right? All these weapons shall come on you. And, Hallelujah. And all these blessings shall come on upon you and overtake you. That is, if you obey me now, read. If you hearken to the voice of the Lord your God. All right. Stop. Blessed shall you be in the city. In the city, you're going to be blessed if you obey me, if you do my will, all right? Blessed, you'll be blessed in the field. You'll be out in the field working. And I used to work in the field. I used to pick corn, pull corn, and pick potatoes and pick beans. I did. I worked on a farm a little bit when I was growing up, you know, to make a little money, you know. Go out there, this Ryan Stettler, that was the name of these people, and they had this farm, and they had two old mules, Joe and Red, was the two mules they had. But they had a tractor, too, though. They had a tractor, but Joe and Red. Boy, they'd be out there plying, and it was Al. Al was one of the men, and Henry was the other one. And Al would be plying, gee, Red, oh, you know, you hear about that, but hallelujah. Blessed are you be in the fields, country, wherever you are, you're going to be blessed if you obey me. That's the main thing. Obey my voice. Follow me. Do my will. All right, read. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body. Children, you're going to have them. Children, isn't that right? Right? And they'll be blessed. In the front? Fruit of your ground. See, God loves. In other words, God is concerned about everything about his people. Amen. The fruit of your ground. You go out there and you plow and do what's right and put the seed in that right and do what's right. I'm going to send you rain. See, God would send the rain. Isn't that right? Rain, the former rain, the latter rain. Send both rain in order for that crops to grow and thank God and bring forth, when it brings forth a whole lot, how do you call that? What kind of crop you call that? Bumper, there you go. Bumper crop. My. Got a bumper crop this year. God has smiled on me. Now, just like our tree, we call it a Chinese plum, and some people call it, what else they call that? Huh? Kumquat, yeah. Well, anyway, this time we had a bumper crop. That thing limbs hanging all down, all over the place. Brother John came back and got some, and I brought some, gave somebody else some. Who did I give some? We gave somebody else some. The couches, yeah. Amen. And see, God bless you. And as Pastor Venom was talking about how God's blessings are upon them. God's blessings are upon his people. Amen. When you obey God, and people can see God's blessings. We expect God to bless us when we do right. Why can we expect it? Because his word said so. Amen. His word is true. His word is faithful. God is faithful. God is true. God is pure. All right, read. Fruit of your body. The fruit of your ground. And see, God is concerned about everything that we have. I'm going to bless your cattle. All right? Increase of your kind, all right? Hallelujah. Everything you got, I'm a blessed if you obey me. I'm telling you, obey me. Do what I say, and I'll bless you. Read. Your basket and your store, all right? And that's how when you go in, you're blessed. And when you come out, you're blessed. When you obey God, isn't that right? So we're expecting God to do what he said. We can. When we obey him, we can expect him to do what he said. God's a man of his word. He cannot lie. He cannot fail. He doesn't make mistakes. He's too wise to make mistakes. Isn't that right? He's holy and pure and righteous and just. Hallelujah. And what is it to say? My. And we can see what he did, didn't we? In the Bible, many times, the enemy rose up. God caused them to be smitten before they faced, didn't he? Yes, he did. God was sending an ambush or whatever he had to do. God worked for his people. God blessed his people as long as they were obedient to his voice. Amen? And he's the same God. We're serving the same God. Amen. So we can expect for God, and we're praying for our loved ones. God, bring them in. You know, that's the main thing. See, we don't want nobody to be lost, especially our loved ones. You know, isn't that right? We want people to be saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, and live holy so they can go to heaven. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. But we got a lot of prophecy today, haven't we? I mean, we have. My God. But God's faithful. And God wants us to stand true. Thank God for this holy church of God here. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for the holy church of God. For the gospel is being preached. God is faithful. And God's blessing his people, meeting the needs of his people. But God's going to even do more as we, amen, do what we need to do. Isn't that right? I mean, we fall short. I know I do. I can talk about myself, can't I? I know I fall short. Hallelujah, and so many things. But I'm trying to do better. I'm trying to do what God wants me to do. So I can get up and say, good morning, Lord. Instead of saying, how did other ones go? Good Lord, yeah. So we say, good morning, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? All the time. And I thank God for these needs. I mean, sometimes I have a problem with them, but God blessed me to keep going. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. He blessed me to keep going. He blessed his people to keep going. Whatever the situations are, God is with us. Amen. And he never leaves us nor forsake us. I thank God for that scripture. Jesus said, I never leave you nor forsake you. So that means he's right with us all the time. We can depend upon him. We can trust him. Isn't that right? We can trust him. All right. What does it say? They're going to come out against you one way. Your enemies now. And they're going to flee seven, huh? They'll come out against you one way and flee seven. You're talking about God getting on their hide. That's right. It's God on them that's called them to flee. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right. Bless you. He's going to command a blessing upon you in your storehouses. Isn't that something? Isn't that, we can expect God's blessing when we're living, right? When we're living for the Lord each day. We make mistakes. We all fall short. Isn't that right? None of us are perfect. But thank God. But God wants us to be perfectly committed to serving him. Isn't that right? But we're not, hallelujah, we're not sinners to perfect. No way, none of us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus, for your faithfulness, Lord. Thank you for your peace, God. Thank you for your mercy. And what else did he say he's going to do? Bless you in the land. Uh-huh. Read. Isn't that wonderful? That's what God tries to do for Israel. Isn't that right? But Israel had a whore's forehead. Amen? They did. Had a whore's forehead. Amen. Israel was hard-headed and just stubborn. Hallelujah. And God would always send. It's just like David was a warrior for God. And David, he fought and they had peace in the land. And when his son Solomon took over, Solomon for a while did good. Isn't that right? But then he started messing up. You know what God did? Solomon was so disobedient to the Lord until the Lord raised up enemies against him. Raised up. Isn't that right? God did that. See, God meant what he said, and he said what he meant. Amen. Hallelujah. God raised up, caused enemies to come against him because but David, you know, I love this. David, before he went on to be with the Lord, David said to Solomon, know the Lord. Told his son Solomon, know the Lord. Know the Lord. Amen. Isn't that right? Now just know about it. Know the Lord. If you say, if you know the Lord, God will establish your kingdom. He'll do it, establish forever. If you know the Lord and obey him. To know the Lord is to obey God, to really know him. Now, if you really know the Lord, you'll obey him. Isn't that right? Jesus, if you love me, what? You'll keep my commandments. Isn't that right? And my commandments are not grievous. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, when we love the Lord and serve him, it's not a job, it's a joy. Amen. And that's right. the joy. Thank God to serve God. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we can sing the songs of Zion. Amen. Hallelujah. The true songs of Zion. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. And I was just trying to think of a song there that, oh God, hallelujah, that we played not long ago. There's so many of them we sang. And just like tonight, what was that last song we sung? Blood. This blood? This blood. The blood of Jesus. Amen. Yeah, thank God for that blood. Without that blood, we all would be lost. Amen. The blood of Jesus. Jesus died. Boy, I tell you, they like Pastor Venema brought out this morning, how they whipped Jesus. No, he talked about that with Paul. Paul, isn't that right? 39 stripes, 3 times, save one. Five times, thank you. Thank the Lord, amen. It was 3 times with rods, wasn't it? But 5 times, thank God, they whipped him, gave him 39 stripes. Save one. They wouldn't give him the 40 one because they usually kill a person. But man, you're talking about suffering for the name of the Lord. You got to love. You have to really love the Lord to take that. Isn't that right? And the pastor brought out how Demas. Paul talked about Demas. See, Demas went with Paul on a preaching excursion. Paul made at least 3 missionary journeys, and Demas went with him so far. And Demas departed. He said, Demas have departed from me, having loved what? This present world. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? My. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. And that's where some people are. Remember when John Mark went with them, John Mark, it was Paul and Barnabas, and John Mark went along for a while, and it got, things got, huh? It got hot out there, didn't it? It got hot out there. My God, he went back home. Mine. And that's where it is. I mean, you got to be sold out to serve the Lord. And that's the reason why when Paul, they got ready to go further. They got ready to go further. Barnabas wanted to take John. But Paul said, nope, he can't go. I mean, he's not ready for the work. I mean, he get out there, the things get hot, the battle get hot. He want to turn to go home. Because Paul and Barnabas, they separated, from that, And that can happen at times. It can happen at times. But Paul had a vision. Paul could see. Amen? And he didn't need no dead weight. Get out there and get in a tent somewhere and his man get to crying and bawling, you know what I mean? Paul didn't want that. Paul wanted somebody that would stand strong. So Silas went with him, and they did a work for the Lord. All right. What else did it say? Deuteronomy. God's blessings upon his people. Yes. If you keep commandments of the Lord and walk in his ways. Isn't that something? All the people of earth shall see that you're called by the name of the Lord because you're pleasing me. You're doing my will, all right? Isn't that something? They'll be afraid of you. Stop right there. They'll be afraid of you. Remember when the 2 spies went into Jericho and to spy out the land, and they went to Rahab the harlot? And she said, how that we heard about you. We heard about you. Amen. And hallelujah. And she said how that when they heard about how God had done so many things, how there wasn't no courage left in no man. Hallelujah. But God blessed Rahab, didn't he? He spared Rahab. Rahab lied for him. But see, God forgave. God, because it was with his people, isn't that right? God forgave her. Thank God that he blessed Rahab, the harlot. Hallelujah. It's because of his mercy. God's merciful. Isn't that right? He really is. Thank God. And Pastor Boone preached, really preached a lot about the grace of God this morning. The grace of God that bringeth salvation, what? Hath appeared unto all men. Teaching us, what? That denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should do what? Live soberly, righteously, and present. Soberly, righteously. What else? One more word there. And godly. Did it say in heaven? But in this present world, didn't it? In this present world. That's what God's calling for, soberness, righteousness, and God in this present world. Hallelujah. Oh, God. God's calling for that tonight. Amen. He's calling for that tonight. God is calling for humility. Isn't that right? The Bible says, humble yourself at the mighty hand of God, let him exalt you in due time. And Jesus himself set the perfect example, didn't he? By being humble. He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And then God highly exalted him after he went to the cross, didn't he? He went to the cross. Thank God. He exalted him, giving him a name above every name after he went to the cross. Thank God. Rose the third day for our justification. Hallelujah. All right. What else? But anyway, that's good enough, brother. You see how God promised to bless his people if they walk upright, if they do his will, if we keep his commandment, and his blessings upon us today if we do the same thing. He's calling for us to keep his commandment. All right, let me read just a little bit more of Nehemiah, and I'll be finished here. Nehemiah, I stopped at verse 7, I guess, didn't I? I'm going to read verse 7. We have dealt very corruptly against thee, and have not kept the commandments nor the statutes nor the judgments which thou commanded thy servant Moses. We know you commanded them to Moses. And let me give you a reference to read later. A couple of references. Psalm 106, verse 6. And Daniel 9, verse 5. Verse 8. Remember, I beseech thee, the word that thou commanded. I read that, didn't I? That's all right. Thy servant Moses, saying, if ye transgress, I will scatter you abroad. And I didn't read that. Among the nations. Isn't that right? God told him this. God told him, if you be disobedient, I'm going to scatter you abroad among the nations. And he did, because they were hard-headed. God help us tonight, Lord. But if ye, verse 9, but if ye turn unto me after you go out there and mess around, you turn back to me and keep my commandments and do them, though there were of you cast out unto the uttermost part of the heaven, yet will I gather them from thence and will bring them unto the place that I have chosen to set my name there. Thank God. Reference for that, Deuteronomy. You can write this down. 4:29-31. All right. Verse 10. Now these are thy servants and thy people whom thou hast redeemed. Pastor Ben talked about redemption this morning. Redeeming, didn't he? Whom thou hast redeemed by thy great power and thy strong hand. And God did deliver him with a mighty hand, didn't he? Strong hand. Brought him across that Red Sea, didn't he? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, listen to what he said. Oh, Lord, I beseech thee. I beg you, I'm asking thee, Lord, let now thine ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant and to the prayer of thy servants who desire to fear thy name and prosper. I pray thee, thy servant, this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man. Listen at this now. For I was the king's cupbearer. He prayed this prayer, and he was Artaxerxes. I'm going to read a few verses in chapter 2, just a few verses anyway. And it came to pass in the month Nisan, in the 20th year of Artaxerxes, the king, Artaxerxes, the king, that wine was before him, and I took up the wine and gave it to the king. Now I had not been before time sad in his presence. Amen. See, now Nehemiah had a pretty dangerous job because he had to taste the wine or whatever the king drank or ate. He had to taste it before the king. He could have been pausing, you know? So, in other words, he laid his life on the line. Amen. All right, listen to verse 2. Wherefore, the king said unto me, why is thy countenance sad, seeing thou art not sick? This is nothing else but sorrow of heart. Then I was very afraid. Now, he was afraid, and listen what he did when he was afraid. Listen what he said. And I said to the king, see, he had prayed, right? He had prayed and sought God. And I said to the king, let the king live forever. Why should, I'm going to read just a little, listen, I'm going to, few verses and I'll be finished for the night. Why should not my countenance be sad when the city, the place of my father's sepulchre, lieth waste and the gates thereof are consumed with fire? I'm going to stop right there. And Lord willing, next week I take it up from there. But let me give you some reference to this. Daniel 2, verse 4. Jeremiah 52, verses 12 through 14. 2 Kings 24, verse 10. That's reference. All right? Amen. God is good, isn't he? He's faithful. And God meant what he said. So Lord willing, next week we'll, if God permit, and the will of the Lord, we'll start with verse 4 of chapter 2. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. For his faithfulness, and for his goodness, and for his grace, and for his mercy, and for his peace. Thank God that we have this day. Amen.